Good morning, Jeff. How are you?
Good morning, Tony. I'm doing great. How are you?
After Thursday and Friday, I bet you had an awesome weekend.
It's a little bit more restful than the last few weeks have been.
Well, it's been a little bit stressful. We have tried to cover this story and obviously get both sides of the story. That's what we like to do. It got a little testy there, but I found it interesting when it was declared that the nurses would strike and then they would be locked out. And then from what I understand, you reached out to Mr. Swan over at Sparrow. Tell me what led you to do that.
Well, throughout the course of negotiations, it's a matter of trying to come up with a contract that is satisfactory for not only the two parties that are at the table, but also the community. And after all, in healthcare, that's what we're there for.
You know, but it takes a lot of guts to be the first one to extend the olive branch for folks to sit down, especially after a couple of weeks of folks meeting with a mediator throwing his hands up and saying that he was done. What made you decide, you know what, we need to get this done and I need to become involved?
Well, like I say, it's a matter of trying to do what's right for not only the nurses and healthcare professionals, but the hospital and the community. And if you're sitting at the table and that's not getting it done, then you need to pursue other alternatives.
Was that hard to do? Did you feel like maybe you were giving in by calling over there first?
It's a matter of course of action. You know, when you set in a position of any kind of leadership, you need to make decisions based on what's right.
Did you hear from union members who were concerned the way the talks were going, especially about the prospect of striking?
Every time that you negotiate a contract, no matter how it goes, you're going to hear from people that are concerned. Some saying, hey, you're asking for way too much. Some saying that, hey, you're not asking for enough. It's a matter of taking a look at the big picture and, again, doing what's right.
Were a majority or a minority of those folks concerned with that you were asking for too little?
I think it's a matter that will absolutely be decided once we have the ratification vote. I think that we have a good contract. It's one that the negotiating team will fully recommend to membership, and then the ratification vote will be the ultimate decision.
So what did you get for wage-wise?
I'm not going to go into any details because, quite frankly, our members have not seen any of the details yet, and they should have the first look at it.
All right. And when will you be taking the ratification vote?
I'm working on, that's one of my main projects today, is setting up a time. We need to get a location, a conference room. It'll probably be one of the conference rooms at the hospital. We need to check availability, and we need to be compliant with our bylaws.
Did you get more than you wanted? Did you get what you thought you'd get, or did you get less?
I think our primary issue was staffing, and I think that we got really close to where we need to be with staffing.
So the wages weren't the issue, the health benefits weren't the issue, the pay, as I just mentioned, wasn't the issue. What about retirement benefits?
Well, like I say, the primary issue is staffing. Everything else is also negotiated. Every time you negotiate a contract and you try to get as good as you can for the membership, but the primary concern was staffing and patient safety.
So you're sitting down with Mr. Swan from Sparrow, and you're having a cup of coffee, and obviously you can't talk about the specifics, but tell us, how did the conversation go?
Well, as soon as we were able to come up with some sort of a thing where we were making progress, we did have a few other parties in the room. And it did. We were able to reach consensus that evening, and I think it was almost a sigh of relief around the table, because you know the upcoming actions that were, of course, being reported.
So, will you rescind those complaints that you sent to the state, or will those investigations continue?
As far as any unfair labor practices, that is part of the negotiating, part of what was negotiated with a tentative agreement.
And tell me, Jeff, what'd you learn from this process that maybe you didn't know going through other contract negotiations?
I think every contract that you go through is different, and there are things that you learn with every single one. One specific thing for this, I'm not sure that I can say that there's one, other than, you get into a position of leadership, and the TV cameras sure do find you a lot.
You know, when we're talking with Jeff Breslin, who's president of the Michigan Nurses Association, on the Tony Connolly Morning Show on 1320 WILS. Jeff, when we talk to folks, there's that perception out there, if you talk about unions and you talk about state workers, that they've got great pay, that they've got great benefits, that they've got great retirement benefits, and that what they get is better than what is received by workers in private industry. How do you battle that accusation?
You know, I've heard that ever since I got into healthcare almost 16 years ago, and there are a multitude of other businesses and professions out there that get much, much better on all of those fronts.
Well, you know, as someone who both my sons were born at Sparrow, and the nurses especially were very influential in how my kids received care, because both of them were in the intensive care areas. And so we were just so pleased with what happened there. And obviously, Sparrow nurses are award-winning nurses, but is it a little irritating when people question the pay that nurses receive?
I think that a majority of people don't understand exactly what it is that nurses and the healthcare professionals do. And I think I can best describe it as, you know, we're not paid to do what we do on a daily basis. We're paid to know what to do in case that needs to be done. For instance, when a patient comes in, a lot of times, if you're just watching the actions that a nurse is taking, maybe it's passing a pill, maybe it's starting an IV or hanging one, you don't see all of the stuff that goes on behind the scenes, the ongoing assessment, constantly looking at the patient's condition and their reaction to everything that's going on. And that's why you need to have a nurse at the bedside. You need to have enough nurses so that they can make it into the room to do that ongoing assessment to catch any problems early.
And, Jeff, before we let you go, in your opinion, was the media a pain in your backside, or do you think we gave you fair coverage?
I can't blanket statement that one way or another. I think that there were accurate reports. I think that there were inaccurate reports. I had some interviews that I had bits and pieces taken out, which painted a different picture than the entire story.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't really blanket statement that one.
All right. Well, this is done. Hopefully by the end of the week, this will be ratified. And what will be next on the agenda for you?
Looking for implementation of it.
All right. Jeff, thanks so much. Throughout this whole process, you and your spokespeople have been very kind as we wanted to get both sides of the story, and we appreciate those efforts.
Absolutely. Anytime, give us a call.